I don't know. That's just what pedestrian, average, mediocre receivers do. What's up? What's up? My man Deion Sanders, we all right, huh? We all right? Yeah, we all right. We gonna go to the Super Bowl again, being all right.
You're listening to the Pedestrian Podcast, the official UK podcast for the Seattle Seahawks. Here are your hosts, Ross Bell, Stuart Court, and Adam Nathan. Go Hawks!
Hey guys, Ross here from the Pedestrian Podcast, obviously. This is just a little 10-12 minute podcast that we recorded just from speaking to people at the UK Seahawks National Meetup in Nottingham just over 2 weeks ago now. Well, just under 2 weeks ago, sorry. You'll hear from Chapter President Sean Wilson, you'll hear from Terry Peppard, our competition winner last year, and a couple of other guys and girls from around the globe. So sit back, enjoy, and only 90-odd days until the Seahawks are playing Green Bay. Not long, guys. Come on, we can do it.
This is the Pedestrian Podcast at the 2017 UK Seahawks National Meet. The night is just beginning. The FA Cup final is just beginning, just as the night is starting to roll on. A good turnout already. Should be a fun night with plenty of people from all corners, quite literally, of the world. So yeah, it should be fun. Keep up on UKSeahawks.com for all the photos and all the fun stuff from the raffle and auction upcoming.
Hi all, I'm Nick. I'm from Luxembourg. I'm at the UK Seahawks meeting. Go Hawks!
This is still the Pedestrian Podcast at the 2017 UK Seattle Seahawks National Meet. Now, at the start of the podcast, the start of last season, we all put a Google document together, and one man managed to fill in his name on every last square on that Google document, but somehow managed to come out the winner. That guy is joining me now, Terry Peppard. How are we, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yep. So, everyone, a lot of people in UK Seahawks know you for your wit, your honesty, your drinking habits. Yes. So, for people who don't listen, why the Seahawks and how long have you been a Seahawks fan?
Well, back in probably 1984, 85, when Channel 4 brought it over, I used to sit with my brothers. I've got three brothers, and we all sat and watched it on a Sunday evening, and we all decided to pick a team. My eldest brother got the Cowboys, next eldest got the Patriots, the next one got the 49ers, so I was last to pick, and I picked the Seattle Seahawks.
Why?
Basically because they seem to get beat quite a lot in them days, and I like a loser.
The Manchester United fan likes a loser. So last few years you've been over to Seattle quite a bit. Obviously me and Adam can talk for people how unbelievable that place is, how unbelievable the people are. You can vouch for that too, yeah?
Oh, definitely. And it gets better and better every time I go. I meet more and more different people who want to welcome us to Seattle. And they can't help enough, you know what I mean? It's just fantastic, you know what I mean? I really, really can't emphasise how much of a fantastic visit it is, especially on game day.
Yeah, and obviously it's something you clearly encourage people who are thinking about doing it to definitely do it, yeah?
Definitely. I initially thought I was going to go over once on my bucket list. It was on my bucket list. Yeah. I'm going once, and now I've been four times, so it's just infectious. You've got to go, you know what I mean? Every year, I look at everything and I think, right, I don't think I'll go this year, I'll miss a year, but I still go. You know, twice last year, as you know.
So as I mentioned, you win our prediction sheet thing we did. What was the method to your madness?
Madness more than method, I'll tell you straight. As you know, I'm computer illiterate, you know what I mean? And I just try to put in the things what I try to put in, but I put them in the wrong boxes.
Confident for next season?
I think so, because my grandson, who's 7 years of age, is going to do it for me. But yeah. That the competition. As for the Seahawks, I'm very confident, especially been listening to your podcast, the Pedestrian Podcast, which is fantastic. I really love it. But I think the way you've wrote up, especially yourself, Stuart, on some of the articles, I've loved reading them. And I think Pete, and who I doubted, at the AGM, I really doubted him and John Schneider. But I think they've really done the business this year. I really do.
What about Darrell Bevell?
Darrell Bevell, we will keep going along with Darrell Bevell, you know what I mean? But I honestly think he's brought in some younger coaches this year, and I think there will be a lot of difference, you know what I mean? Russell's a small man. It's hard to work with a smaller quarterback than a larger quarterback, but I think this year could be our year.
Yeah, so you said that a lot of the stuff with the Seahawks was with your family. I know the answer to this question, but you've got children yourself. How many of those children are Seahawks fans?
None. I know, I've got a Giants fan, a Jets fan, and a Green Bay Packers fan, and Carolina Panthers fan.
You've literally chosen every other team apart from their dads. Yeah. You realise that, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So are you going out this year?
I'm going to New York for my first on the road game, and then I'm going for the Eagles game in Seattle.
Awesome. Well, congratulations for winning the Pick'em last year. Enjoy the rest of your night, and thank you for coming on the podcast.
Hi, I'm James Key from Birmingham West Midlands, the UK National Meetup 2017. You listen to Pedestrian Podcast. Go Hawks.
Yet again, the 2017 UK Seahawkers National Meetup in Nottingham. Now, people have come from all four corners of Great Britain and United Kingdom, England, Scotland. I don't think anyone's from Wales, but we've also got two people who've come all the way from Seattle. One of them, Mark, and obviously Danette, and I'm now joined by Danette. How are we, Danette?
We are fabulous.
Enjoying your time in UK?
Absolutely.
So how cool is this to come all that way away from Seattle and see 20-odd people wearing Seahawks jerseys?
I love it. I love it more than being in Seattle. I hate to say this, but with some of my other Seahawkers in Seattle, I don't have as much fun as I do here.
Awesome. So before, obviously, you've met a few of us,
yes,
when we come over. Were you aware that there was a Seahawkers fan base over here?
Not until I met Ian Smith. And I came 2 years ago to Manchester and met some of the folks from the chapter with my daughter. And we joined right then and there. And it's been, you know, great ever since. So keep in touch via Facebook and messaging and text messaging. And now we're meeting face-to-face. It's awesome.
So for people who haven't been over to Seattle, what is a game day like at CenturyLink Field?
You need to bring earplugs, number one, or noise-canceling headphones, and listen to the radio cast with Steve Rabel on it more than the commentators. That's a big deal. But it's an electric experience. It's just the fans and the noise, and it's just awesome. And when they win, it just, the crowd goes nuts. It's just, and touchdowns, it's amazing experiences. Every game is different.
Most definitely. I've been to three games now, and every one is just, it raises the bar each time.
It does. And tailgating before the game is a required element for the experience. So get there at about 7 a.m. and prepare to have fun. So.
We heard on the podcast, Stu, tailgating last year.
Yeah, everyone heard the slurring of words at 10 a.m.
Yes.
in the morning on a primetime game. But a massive thanks. I really do appreciate you coming all that way.
Absolutely.
I hope you enjoy your night and enjoy the rest of your time in the UK.
We'll be here next year too.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, this is Cameron. Welcome to the UK Seahawkers podcast. Go Hawks!
We are back here at the 2017 UK Seahawkers Meet the Pedestrian podcast. Myself and Ross are now joined by Ian Hazelden. How are we, sir? And the UK Seahawkers chapter pres, Al Presidente, Sean Wilson. How are we, Sean?
I'm very good, thank you. Good evening to everybody. Everybody good?
I think so. It's been a long evening. It's only not even 8 o'clock yet. This is quite cool, isn't it?
It's a great room. The Midlands guys have done us proud. The room is fantastic. It's a great turnout. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah. So, obviously, a year ago you were the organiser, not the president. A little bit easier this year on your stress levels, I guess.
I did say, I'm pretty sure, last year, I didn't want to organise one again. And on that basis, I completely still agree. But I've got to say, the guys have done a great job. It's a brilliant room. We've got new people here, which is so important. We've got people here from all over the country. And let's face it, not just all over the country, from overseas as well. So it's, I guess that what we draw from that is it's the UK fans are able to draw people in from all over the world.
So we probably asked you this when you were on the podcast before, but why the Seahawks?
Well, you see, that was my ill-spent youth, I'm afraid. So I've got to go back to the mid-80s when I started to watch this game.
I nearly said last week, to be kind.
No. You can't use the BW word on me. I've been around a while. So this is mid-80s when I started to watch the game with my dad, and with no knowledge of the game whatsoever, we both picked three teams. Don't even ask me why three teams, we just did. And the Seahawks were one. And it stuck, and the years of relative unsuccess, is that not even a word?
It's not a word.
Relatively little success, it just drives you on. These are the sort of things that you strive, you look forward to, Andy. You hang in there, don't you? It's just one of those things that gets under your skin.
So we spoke to Terry a few minutes ago, who has four children, and not one of them are Seahawks fans, which is a poor strike rate even for a Mariners baseball player.
There's definitely a parenting issue there.
Yeah, there definitely is. I think we know the source of that as well. So you've got children yourself. How many of them are Seahawks fans, and how many of them have a choice?
Well, they clearly the children, they all have choices. Only one has made the right choice, I'm afraid. So one has made the right choice, yes, and he is a Seahawk. The other, because she's a girl, let's face it, couldn't care less, I'm afraid. And the other is the epitome of bandwagon and is a Patriot, I'm afraid.
Well, one out of three ain't bad. That's a Meatloaf song, isn't it?
I wouldn't know because I've not spoken to him for years. So.
But yeah, so what else are you expecting from tonight?
Tonight, hopefully a lot of good people connecting. We've seen new people here. They don't know what to expect. It's great to see people that we've bumped into over the last 2 years. We've got so many prizes from sponsors and donors. Everybody's going to walk away with something. If it's a connection because of a friendship, that's fantastic. Hopefully they can take away a prize and something else at the same time.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the night.
That is going to do it. 12, they're bringing the trophy home. Your Seahawks Super Bowl 48 champions.